Today, one novel more than any other stands up for women's rights across the world. Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale, a dystopian story of state-sponsored female oppression published in 1985, and a rallying call for women everywhere ever since. Though loved by both sexes, the English novel is predominantly female form. Women writers have been more prominent in it than in any other literary genre. Women readers too. The novel has always strongly reflected women's concerns, but for some people, this strong female attachment to the novel was a matter for suspicion. In this film, we'll see how women's experiences, fears, and aspirations have shaped the novel, and how the novel has shaped women's lives and sustained them. In 1719, the first ever novel in English was published, Daniel Defoe's Robinson Crusoe. There were no real female characters in it. This was a romance. But then it occurred to another male author that the female half of the population might just be interested in reading about themselves. He was right. Pamela, published in 1740, was the work of a printer, Samuel Richardson. It sold like hotcakes. Women's love affair with the novel, and vice versa, was up and running.